That was a very nice cover version of Over the Rainbow. It was by Bobby Carr Mitchell from her 1987 solo release, Crossing the Line. And I said solo release because she is also well known for her work with her sister Anne as the Carr Mitchell Sisters. This is J.D. Doyle, and thanks for joining me on the third and last part of Lesbians on Cassette. In keeping with my quest to only play music from cassettes, I've got a series of tapes by Janice Ian that she called Work Tapes, part of sort of a songwriting instruction by tape she was doing in the 90s. I'm starting with some commercials she did that were on one of the tapes as an example of that genre, and then following with a beautiful song called All the Way Home. That work tape was from 1996, and I could not figure out if this song was ever released by her on a recording.
Nescafe, 30-second version, alternate lyric, alternate mix, take one.
In a quiet place, finding out the things we have in common. Coffee sets the pace, knowing what to say. Breaking down the walls, opening the doors to what you feel. It's rich and right and real in the one world of Nescafe.
Escafe, 30-second version, French, take one.
spending time apart in a world that sits at separate tables, searching for the heart that I gave away. And how are things with you? Do I see a welcome in your smile? Let's sit and talk a while in the one world of Nescafe.
Nescafe, English, 30 second, remix, take one.
Spending time apart in a world that sits at separate tables, searching for the heart that I gave away. How are things with you? Do I see a welcome in your smile? Let's sit and talk a while in the one world of Nescafe.
Let me speak, and I can't think if you're in the same.
Following Janis Egan was an artist whose voice I just loved, Zana, and I'm pleased that I got to know her a little before she died in December of 2003. I first was in contact with her around 2000, and this was strictly email contact. And in the summer of 2003, I was in New York City visiting a friend of mine, Ed Mannix. That weekend he sponsored a house concert, and as I was the out-of-towner, he asked me who I wanted to see perform. I immediately said Zana. She had not been performing much in the prior years, and she said since it was me asking, she agreed. And it was a treat to see her in person. That sadly turned out to be her last performance. Next are two instrumentals, of a classical nature. In the mid-80s, the duo Musica Femina issued their first two releases, and they specialized in showcasing the music of women composers. But they also do their own writing. They are Kristen Aspen and Jana McAuslin. And from each of those two tapes, I've chosen compositions they wrote. From the 1984 release, written by Kristen, is New Beginnings, and from their release the next year is April Toy by Jana. Musica Femina was Jamie Anderson and Where the Water Runs Deep, taken from her debut recording from 1986, Heart Resort. She later re-recorded the song for her Three Bridges CD. Now, she was not crazy about me playing music from that tape, but she said it would be okay as long as folks knew this was vintage Jamie. And here's how she phrased it, back when I couldn't find my musical butt with both hands. And I want to give a special thanks to Jamie. She recently moved to Canada and had to make some tough decisions on what she had to part with. And that meant I inherited about 30 tapes from her collection. and if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't have tried to do another edition of Lesbians on Cassette. She essentially furnished about half of this show. It's time for a humorous song, and it's by Girls in the Nose, the same act that did that rock song you heard in part two. But this song is very different. It's from their other release, Origin of the World, from 1992, and is called Hey Chastity, and is talking to Chastity Bono. Now, 1992 was years before Chastity came out of the closet, and as we know now, many years before she transitioned to a man.
Welcome to the scene. It's good to be gay, even when you're 17. We used to be invisible. We were hardly there, but we're getting more out front now because your mother's sore. Hey there, Malcolm. Welcome to the scene. Now, who would have known you were just a leather queen? Sorry you're dead, but you have the chance to be and not to see. So come out, come out, come out today. Come out, come out and play. Just come out, come out, come out today. And don't be scared away. Hey there, Christy. Welcome to the scene. So sorry that you lived in fear. The world would not. Such a gas. You had David Letterman sitting on his ass. Well, that was just the neatest thing. At least it was to me. The two of you playing gay on national TV. So come out, come out, come out today. Come out.
She is a woman of tremendous spirit, incredible sense of humor, warm, vivacious, and if things were different, we'd probably be going together. I want to introduce was the woman who says that a woman who her pearls and sneakers just go together. I want to introduce Linda Mokes.
Great. Well, what are your names? Good. That's good. Where are you from? This is rapport. That's what they call this. Do you folks realize that we could be regular for the rest of our lives? Oh, no, she says. That was sort of a little check. I got a TV a while ago, and I watched this commercial, and it was about Metamucil, and that's their tagline. You could be regular for the rest of your life, and I just thought that was kind of an inspiring concept. That's all I'm gonna consider. I'm kind of excited to be here. I knew I was going to be here a long time ago, kind of when I was a fetus. You know? Isn't that when we make a lot of plans? You know? I was just kind of hanging out. I was really cool, as you can tell. So I kind of looked like a little Q-tip, okay? So I'm like swimming around when I was real little. And the thing that was really cool about me was that I lived alone. That was one of the best parts. You know? Oh, it feels so good. And I did what I wanted, kind of ran around naked and played and swam. And it's pretty cool. I had food sent in and garbage taken out. And it was a nice life. I don't know. I finally decided I needed to come here this evening, you know, to do this show. So I better get born and get a job, you know. But, you know, just when I was born, I'd kind of forgotten that I was going to be about 7 pounds slimy and have no clothes. So that's why it took a little while to get here. But anyway, I'm really happy that this is happening. So I feel successful and happy, and life's easy, okay? Right on. Okay, yeah. I enjoy success, yeah, right on. Those are my new affirmations. You do know what affirmations are. That's where you lie to yourself until it's true.
Following Girls in the Nose, I gave you a comedy routine by Linda Moakes from her 1987 tape, Pearls of Laughter. So that was kind of fun. And that's a rather weak lead-in to a tape called Wouldn't It Be Fun? It was released in 1990 by Leah Zachary, and from it is a song about lesbian crushes called Martina.
I loved them all through my childhood, those wonderful women I've seen on the tube, the bionic woman and Mod Squad's Julie. I must admit, Charlie's Angels did thrill me. Even at this age, I must confess, my heart skips a beat when I watch Sharon Gless. But there's one woman above all the rest, makes my heart flutter inside my breast. Martina, yes, and me, I know this is nervy. Martina, I'm a wishing that you would serve me back and forehand me. Come on and court me. I'm wishing that love is the score. I also love Diana Rigg, Billie Jean King, when she beat Bobby Riggs. Back then as now, I loved Susan Day. Is it any surprise I turned out this way? Still, she's the woman who is the best. Even though I've never read Sudden Death, I look at those muscles and I lose my breath. Those other women were never quite like Martina. You said me, I know this is nervy. Martina, I'm wishing that you would serve me back and forehand me. Come on and court me. I'm wishing that love is the score. I'd give anything if I could be your gopher, your net girl, your secretary. I just got to meet you. Can't you see, Martina, you turn me on? If this fantasy ever came true, when it came right down, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd probably fault. I get out of line. It's easier to love you inside my mind. Martina, you said me, I know this is nervy. Martina, I'm wishing that you would serve me back and forehand me. come on and court me. I'm wishing that love is the score. I wonder how many other dykes dream. They're at Wimbledon eating strawberries and cream, thinking the same things of which I now sing. Martina, you turn us on. Martina, you send me. I know this is nervy. Martina, I'm wishing that you would serve me back and forehand me. Come on and court me. I'm wishing that love is the score.
Well, I was walking along one day just minding my own when I came upon three women at the corner. I nodded to them and they nodded back, and we all just stood there waiting for the traffic. And they gave me the once over and talked amongst themselves. I crossed the street ahead of them, but I could tell there were three sets of eyes following me from a little ways behind, and they caught up with me again at the next light. They said, we can tell by your stride and the cut of your duds you've got something in common with us. They said, we know a little place where you'll feel right at home. It's not far from here, and we'll gladly show you. So I went with them. And they led me up the street and around the next block, and then took a little shortcut through an alley, climbed up a flight of fire escape stairs to a big purple door, and said, we're here. Well, a mean-looking woman opened up the door, and those other women all flashed their cars, and then she looked me up and down real hard, and they just smiled and said, we found a new one! And so I walked in, and to my surprise, there was a whole lot of women lined up along the bar, all dressed alike. In their faded jeans, and their high-stepping boots, and their slick-back hair, and they all started towards me at once, and I get ready to meet my maker, whoever she is. They all shook my hand and slapped me on the back and welcomed me into their pack, and they took away my jacket and gave me one of theirs, and then led me back to the bar and said, congratulations, you're a Leslie. Then they introduced a woman to me, and I could tell right away she had authority, because right there on her jacket was inscribed Supreme Mother. She smiled and said, you'll do fine. We've got some rules here, but you'll soon see what it boils down to is we here live by just one creed. Politically correct, politically correct. Some nights you'll wake up in a shivering sweat, worried that all of your personal semantics are politically correct. Well, they started reciting their rules to me, like absolutely no makeup or heels, and you'll start taking vegetarian meals and to hate all men. Well, now, wait a minute. I said, what about my father? He paid for my college education. Doesn't matter. Money is evil. So is knowledge. Well, I spent the next few days getting indoctrinated, and most of it made sense, but some of it didn't, and some woman ran around screaming, is it PI? Is it PI? And I'm looking around for three-leaf plants. I didn't think it grew in the city, but I was new here, and you never know. They grow strange things in some places. Well, I went along with it all for quite some time. Even brought some new recruits in after a while, and any question that we could possibly raise was always answered with this same phrase. Politically correct, politically correct. Some nights you wake up in a shivering sweat, worried that all of your personal actions are politically correct. And then I started to do a real slow burn and tried to figure out how I had turned from a free-thinking individual to somebody who wasn't thinking at all. And I went stomping in there, mattering hell, and they all looked up and I started to yell. I demand to know who made up these rules we have to follow and who put them in charge and gave them their power. I want to see them. And there was silence. And nobody moved, and no one spoke. Not even the Supreme Mother. I mean, I realize the need for terms of respect and certain common goals that bring us together, but I know what we call each other is just a start, and it's how we treat each other that really counts. And I decided that day I had enough. I turned in my jacket and just walked out, and I can tell you when I got outside, that fresh air and sunshine made me feel high. And I figured, the hell with it. I'm just gonna be myself. I decided to treat others the way I'd like them to treat me, leave myself open to new ideas, respect someone's right to be different if they please, and try to be sensitive to other folks' needs. And I'm doing fine. I haven't exactly resigned from the sister fold, but these days I'm feeling better and stronger, and I feel free after tossing those two words out of my vocabulary. Politically correct. Politically correct. Well, no more waking in a shivering sweat. Worried that all of my personal actions are politically correct.
And that was DJ Adler and her rambling essay called Politically Correct. That's from her 1982 recording, Here and Now. Up next is Tracy Rose and Lesbian Rap from her 1996 tape, White Girl Raps. And I'm going to go from rap to doo-wop.
Yo, yo, my name is Tracy and I'm here today to tell you what it's like for me to be gay. Relax, sit back and hear me out. This is my story of coming out. I'm not a rapper, but I think that it's neat. Y'all are saying, though, I can't keep a beat. Vanilla Ice, forget that dude, yo. Listen up, I'm a dyke with an attitude. I'm not straight, and I'm proud, and I'll say it out loud, so hear my voice, I've got a choice to say it over and over again and again. I'm an L-E-S-B-I-A-N. I told my parents that I was gay. I didn't really know just what they'd say. Would they accept me? Would they scream or shout? They said, Tracy, we were wondering when you figured it out. My coming out was quite uneventful. I realized it at a tender young age, at 15, 16. I knew I was attracted to the girls, not the boys, no, my sister was a lesbian. That's not to say I really used that word. In my town, those words weren't heard. Unless you said them while telling a joke, like lesbian friends, although you don't. So I escaped to the university. Had hopes and visions, a wider diversity, races, religions, sexual preferences. Did I need any personal references to prove my case, support that I was gay? Hey, who would say it if they really weren't that way? Would they believe me? Did they think I would lie? I only wanted to join, let me gay, oh, why not? It's not a question of social amenity. It's just a matter of choosing an identity. Gay, straight, lesbian, bisexual, on LA law. They say women who are flexible. I told you once and I'll tell you again. I'm not a gay woman, I'm a lesbian. I'm not straight and I'm proud and I'll say it out loud. So hear my voice, I've got a choice to say it over and over again and again. I'm an L-E-S-B-I-A-N. Yeah, you heard that one right. I'm a dud.
First day I came out, but you are number one on my mind. You are number one all the time.
You're number one, I'm out of my mind. You're number one. You're number one, I'm out of my mind. You're number one.
You don't trust me because I'm number three.
Not two, but three.
Poking along here behind the rest.
Way back behind the rest.
Well, it's no sin. The bed that I've been in.
More
you are number one. My mind. You are number one all the time.
You're number one, I'm out of my mind. You're number one. You're number one, I'm out of my mind. You're number one.
You asked me to accept nominagami.
Who, me?
Help you to enjoy this life you found.
Watch you run around.
Well, don't be blue. I have lovely lovers too.
Well, I'd like
but you
to.
Are number one on my mind. You are number one all the time.
You're number one, I'm out of my mind. You're number one. You're number one, I'm out of my mind. You're number one.
Well, it's okay to screw your life away.
Well, go screw away.
Nobody cares. What do you do?
Who cares about you?
Huh. But when you're done, remember number one,
not three, but
you are number one on my mind. You are number one all the time.
You're number one, I'm out of my mind. You're number one. You're number one, I'm out of my mind. You're number one. You're number one, I'm out of my mind. You're number one.
Was called Number One, and I couldn't resist grabbing one more track from Chandler and Ripley and their tape I Survived a Femme. These next three tracks are all from live recordings from the 1977 National Women's Music Festival, and you'll first hear Margie Adams singing I've Got a Fury. The studio version of it can be heard on her 1976 album Songwriter. She'll be followed by a group I know nothing about, the New Haven Night Angels, doing their song, We're Going to Make It.
This next song is a song about taking a hold of the tremendous energy there is to be found in anger, to use that energy to shape ourselves, our thoughts and our deeds, in some way that we can make the change so that the anger doesn't eat us up, so that it doesn't drain us. There's tremendous energy that we can tap into there. And this song is an attempt to do that. I'd like to share it with you. The song's called I've Got a Fury.
Laughter goes for miles. miles and miles and miles. And somewhere not so far away, the feeling starts to grow. And everything I try to say is drowned by what I know. I got a fury deep inside my very soul, and it's gonna eat me up or let me go. It's gotta be one or the other, this I forever on my knees. You tell me why not change to make you more at ease, to please at ease, to please. The waves of hate crash over me and wash me clean of fear. The ocean of my anger swells to cover over here. I got a fury deep inside my very soul, and it's gonna eat me up or let me go. It's gotta be one or the other, this I know. I got a fury,
we won't leave anyone behind. We won't leave anyone behind. trying to sing for many and trying to move the hearts of friends. Your sad eyes see the apathy of those around you. You'd wish they'd change, but you can't foresee a revolution. Alone there are others who feel for the pain of those oppressed and poor and those who've been shamed. Lift your eyes and your voice and sing loudly for everyone. If everyone won't sing with you, lives are jewels so very precious in the eye of things created. Don't grow dim by the colorless clouds. Lift your eyes and your voices, sing loudly for everyone. If everyone won't sing with you, lift your eyes and your voices, sing loudly for everyone. If everyone won't sing with you, lift your eyes and your voices, sing loudly for everyone, and everyone will sing with you.
The third song of that set was by Iscareda, and that group was a pioneering one, led by Naomi Little Bear Morena, with members including Kristen Aspen, who you heard in Musica Femina, Izetta Smith, Robin Chilstrom, and others. Okay, that was a bit over 3 hours of Lesbians on Cassette. This is J.D. Doyle thanking you for putting up with my love of digging deep into our history. I'm closing this segment with the same act I used to close parts 1 and 2, Destiny. Again, from their recording, We Are Destiny, here's It's All Right.
I'm telling it like it is, and I don't mean to be polite. Being a lesbian woman, you know it's all right.
It's all right, stick up for your rights.
You're in love with a woman, it makes you feel good. Spending a lifetime together, you know you should, you could. Two women in love for life, it's all right. Fight with you about morality, religion, or social disgrace. Just put your arms around.